So Blair is here, Blair Travis with us this morning from the city of Calvert. And Blair, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right, I think.
Getting ready for a Maribration?
We are, yes. This weekend we have our pickleball tournament, so that's on my mind right now. But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be a full pickleball weekend in Calvert City. But yeah, we're moving towards a Maribration and all of the fun festivities that go along with that. The big one, the first one coming up and kind of what kicks it off is the Maribration pageant. And it's, you know, it's just one of those things that's been happening since, I don't know, maybe the beginning of CADA, 88 maybe. I don't know how long it's been going on.
Good question.
It is. I should find. I know who has the answer. Bobby. I bet Lloyd does.
Bobby.
Yeah, or Bobby.
That's
might.
Not really her.
Yeah, yeah. I guarantee Lloyd knows.
She's a historian for sure.
Yes, yes. Although she could be in a beauty pageant.
Oh,
she's
could.
A beautiful
just,
lady
that
for sure.
That wasn't one of her interests.
Yes, exactly.
In news stories. I mean.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The Maribration pageant, though, when again?
It's next, this coming Monday, June 24th, and we have registration for it. It's all online, so you can't show up at the door and register. We try, and we eliminated that last year because we were just starting like an hour late, and it was just too much for the volunteers and myself included.
Sure.
So we decided to move everything online, and you can go online on either our Facebook page or on CalvertCityKY.gov and fill out the registration form. It's $25 to participate, and you can be from the age of 0 to 21 to be part of it. Linda Fitch, she works for TAG Truck Center. She is the director this year and is taking care of all of the behind-the-scenes things, which is just wonderful. She has a pageant background, and that's good because I do not. And Wendy Elrod and I were planning it the last couple of years. We were flying blind there. But anyway, so she has a history of pageant, so we're excited to see where she takes this this event. And it starts at 6 o'clock. It's $5 to get in. This is a major fundraiser for Calvert Area Development Association. So not only are you supporting your child that comes in and is part of the pageant, but also you're supporting a local organization that does a lot for the city.
That's wonderful. So $5 to get in, 6 p.m. Monday, June 25th, and $25.
24th.
The 24th. Okay, yep. And $25 for participants, contestants, I don't know how you say that.
Yeah, so it's $20 as a contestant, and then if you want to participate in the Miss Congeniality, you have to bring a photo of yourself or your child, teen, and enter that, and that's $5. So it'd be $20, just a basic contestant, and then $25 if you want to do the Miss Congeniality.
Mark your calendars for that. And again, the money raised goes back to Calvert, so that's good.
Yeah, it goes right back to Calvert. So it should be good. And the doors are going to open. I cannot remember what we decided. I think that we said 5 o'clock or 5:30 for the doors to open, and then 6 o'clock will promptly begin. But I do know that all of the contestants need to be there by 5:30.
And make sure you register online.
Register online, yes. I'm going to have to turn people away. But last year we didn't have to. Everybody listened and filled out the form online. So
I would say they're probably used to that.
I hope so, yeah.
Like that would be the norm.
Yes. And the deadline is this Friday. So you have to get registered by this Friday, as in tomorrow, June 21st, by 4 o'clock to be a part of the pageant.
So we'll do that if you're interested. You can certainly go online and do that. And again, it'll be Monday, June 24th. And where is this again? The Civic Center?
At the Civic Center. Uh-huh.
Okay. And mark your calendars for that. And all the main festivities for anyone wanting to go to the parade and enjoy all the The fun is actually on July the 4th.
Yes, it's always on July 4th. You know, we get questions every time. You know, when is it? It's always on the 4th. Mm-hmm. Same way with Halloween. It's always on Halloween. We're not confusing anything. But yeah, July 4th it starts. We kick off that morning at 10 o'clock with a cornhole tournament. And Cindy Riley and Wendy Elrod, they're teaming together to create the cornhole tournament, and it's always a good time. It starts at 10, and you can text or call Cindy to be a part of it. You can call the radio station, that works too, and to register, or you can register at the event. Now, I will say that if you do that, you have to remember that we're limited to how many teams we have. So it's best to call and get your spot. So you'll bring your boards and you will sign up with Cindy, and then we have a 50-50 draw. So whoever wins gets 50% of the pot. And it's $20. I cannot.
And it's in the shade too.
Yes, it's in the shade. Yeah. It's in the morning, so it's before mm-hmm. all of the hustle and bustle. Ameribration starts. So it's before the crowd gets there. And it's a really nice shaded area. I think we can register from 9 to 9:30, and then we will start the tournament right at 10. It's $20 per team. Bring your own boards and bags. And then also you can register by call or texting WCCK or Cindy Riley at 270-331-0243. And I did ask her if I could share her number, and she said it was okay.
You know, Greg, last year, he and his boys went, and they were going to win the thing. And thought it would be just a walk in the park, and came in there strutting around, and you didn't do so good. Zero wins.
Listen, it's very competitive. Yeah, it's competitive. Garrett and I decided to go one time. We played in the backyard all like fall and winter, and we were like, we got this. And I mean, we lost miserably the first time. It was bad.
But we were watching guys, Greg, you saw that, where they were just throwing it. Everyone was going in, or is hitting exactly where they wanted to. I'm happy to hit the board. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But, yeah, they take it serious. But you can still go even if you're not any good.
Yeah, you know, it's fun to watch, and mm-hmm. it's fun to play.
It is. So 10 a.m. is when that begins. So give us some of the other parts of the day.
Yeah, so most of the events start at noon. You've got your arts and craft vendors and your food trucks. That starts from noon and will go until dusk. The music will start at 11:30 or noon, and then go until the fireworks. We got a great lineup, which I should be releasing today. It is on our city website, calvertcityky.gov. Just as soon as you type that in, it says Ameribration, and you click that link, that has the lineup for music. But lots of local talent. Kyla Beth, she's has a beautiful voice. She'll be kicking the event off. Then we have Hayden Powell, Carson Denfip, Leonard and Friends, West Kentucky Winds, Radiophonic, Emergency Broadcast System, and then we'll end the evening with Deja Blues. So lots of local talent. It's going to be a full day of music. You can bring your tent, bring your bag chairs, bring your blankets, bring your coolers, and just enjoy some music. Do some shopping at the arts and crafts. There's a lot. We have 51 vendors this year, which is the most we've ever had. Last year I looked and we had 34, so it's a significant more amount than we had before. So that's awesome to be a part of too. And then food trucks, anything from corn dogs to deep fried Oreos to grilled cheeses, kettle corn, all those good fare foods that we don't get very often.
Right. Won't hurt you to eat it every now and then.
Yeah, that's right. It's good to have on a holiday.
Yeah, good comfort food for
once
in a while.
Yes.
And the good thing is when you're watching the music, if you bring your chair, it's of course that stage. It's so nice to mm-hmm. see a show from there. But everything, the shopping, the food, everything's just right behind you.
Yeah, just right behind you. And, of course, we'll have our little kids' corner, too. So, you know, you can bring your bag chair and listen to music while your kids play on the inflatables. We have lifestyle occasions. They do a great job. They set everything up. And they provide staff to man the inflatables, which is nice. And, you know, they have lots of different games for the kids. So it's really just a kind of a corner there where you can listen to music and also keep a lookout for your kiddos, too, while they're playing.
And, again, this all happens on July the 4th. I'm sure you can go to the Facebook page and see all the,
you sure can,
the details on sponsors and anyone who's doing anything special that day.
Yes, yes. Of course, the city, we partner with Calvert Area Development Association in creating this. And CADA is, you know, it's completely made up of businesses. And the two businesses that are the CADA's platinum sponsors this year are 50s Cafe and State Farm Hillary Washer, Calvert City Agent. And events like this just couldn't happen without them, because not only does CADA provide the volunteer base, but they also, you know, have the funds to make events like this happen and give, you know, contribute to the cost of the events. And, you know, I don't know. Well, I couldn't do it without them, that's for sure.
And it's nice, too, to have that. Have CADA, but also, as you mentioned, to have people willing to volunteer. You,
yes,
you have people join up, but they don't show up.
Yes, yes.
So that's nice to see.
You know, I feel like I beg sometimes, but you know, we're always looking for volunteers for sure. And with a full day like this, you know, the cornhole starts at 10, the live music and the arts and crafts and food vendors start at noon, and then that goes all day long. Of course, we have the splash pad. Right now, it is closed. They are working so hard to get the thing up and running. We had some issues with a mechanical piece on it that they actually don't make anymore. So we've had to almost completely change the system, which is a little stressful considering it is literally the hottest week that we've had so far. So not having the splash pad is very sad in Calvert City. But
some garden hoses, just
yeah, yeah, get the fire department out there, spray them off. But anyway, so that goes until dusk, and then at Memorial Park, then across the street at Doctors Park, back behind the pickleball courts and the skate park. That's where we shoot off the fireworks. So the best viewing spot is to be facing that area. Behind the Civic Center, that's really the best place to look for fireworks and see the fireworks show. That'll start at dusk. But before that, we have the parade. And the parade starts at 6 o'clock. The lineup is at 4:45. So 4:45, line up at Pathway Baptist Church, and there will be some judges there. I think you're going to be there, doing some interviews, meeting the floats that are
too.
Yeah, being a part of it, and just, you know, lining up at 4:45, and then the parade starts at 6, and the theme is Party Like It's 1776. So I'm curious to see what people come up with the theme. And we've had lots of calls of people wanting to be a part of it. The Calvert City Masonic Lodge is going to be lining everyone up for this. So this is their first year helping with this. Usually it is the Lions Club, but the Lions Club has got a lot happening. So they decided to kind of focus more on their side of Ameribration, their part of Ameribration. And so they're going to help, or the Masonic Lodge graciously decided to help us with the parade. Also, they are going to be hosting the Kids Parade, and that's going to begin at 3:30 in Memorial Park. So right before the parade, 3:30, you can decorate your bike, decorate your little mini battery-operated vehicle, scooter, or just walk. And you can be a part of the kids' parade. It walks around Memorial Park, and then and then hop over to the to be in the big parade at 4:45, and then it starts at 6. The parade does, and it goes from Pathway down Fifth Avenue, and so last year it used to just end at the Civic Center, but we had lots of people there, and so we are extending that and going to the four-way stop. So it'll be from Fifth Avenue to Old Park Boulevard. You'll need to stay in between those two large roads to see the parade on either side. But just remember too that the parade will be, the Fifth Avenue during that time frame will be closed. So about 5:30 to about 7, the road's going to be closed. So just keep that in mind. I know we've had a few just drive up going the wrong way through the parade. And they waved, I think, but anyway, so it's going to be a great full day, July 4th. It's on a Thursday, and live music and just seeing friends and family, and, you know, bring your bag chairs and just plan to spend the day.
I was talking to Scott English a few years ago. He's at English Home Furniture, and he said that he and his family are going to, I think it's a St. Louis Cardinal game, and they got turned around in the city. He said they ended up pulling into the traffic and going, and he said they were in a parade.
Oh my goodness!
So they're just waving at people. People waving at them.
That sounds like something I would do.
So don't do that at Calvert, right?
No, please don't do that. Don't do that.
You're welcome.
If you do wave,
yeah. Just do it the right way.
Yeah, that's right. That's
again,
right.
Lineup will be at 4.
4:45.
And then judging soon to follow.
Yep, judging will be at 5, and then we'll get everybody lined up in time for the parade to start at 6.
Right. Well, hopefully this heat dome will be out of our area by then.
I know. I think this weekend's going to be pretty hot.
Yeah. And it's usually hot on 4th of July, but maybe not like this.
Yes.
We've had some great weather days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The sesquicentennial 5 years ago or 3 years ago was beautiful.
It was.
I'll take that kind of weather.
Oh, gosh.
But really, any kind of weather than rain works for me.
That's right. That is right. But again, that all happens on July the 4th, and it'll be a full day. It starts at 10 a.m., and we'll go until the fireworks are done.
That's right.
They'll last a pretty good while. Y'all do a great show.
Yeah, it is a really good show. Really good show.
And I want to thank CADA and area sponsors and the City of Calvert for doing this each year and always making it a great event, a celebration, and it will happen on July the 4th. Well, Blair, anything else going on? I haven't even taken a break yet for
great. I know. What?
To get caught up.
You know, that's, I mean, that's what we got going
that's
on.
It's plenty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
And again, for the pageant contestants, the celebration pageant, that'll be Monday, June 24th. And they need to go, where do they go online for that?
That you can go on our website or you can go on our Facebook page. It's an Eventbrite site where you can go on and register your child. It's $20. And then if you want to be a part of the Miss Photogenic, it's an extra $5.
Okay. That's ages 0 to?
0 to 21.
21. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that will again be Monday, June 24th. And then on the 4th of July is when all the other activities get going in Calvert City. Well, that will do it then, Blair. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? I didn't talk about the museum.
The museum?
Yes. Real quickly, we do have the museum, the City Museum. It will be open on July 4th from 12 to 6. So if you haven't had a chance to come through and just walk through the last 154 years of Calvert City's history, please do so. It'll be at the Civic Center, 12 to 6. It's also a cooling station, so if you get hot, go in there, use a air-conditioned bathroom, and then also, you know, walk through some historical sites.
It's really worth seeing. If you haven't seen it, or even if you have, go see it again.
It is. It's really neat. And every time I walk through, and I've even helped create the boards, I walk through, I'm like, I don't remember that.
I'm sure that's true. But yeah, it's certainly worth seeing. And that'll be inside the Civic Center.
Inside the Civic Center on July 4th.
All right. Well, thank you again, Blair.
Thanks for having me.
Blair Travis with the City of Calvert. And again, we'll have Cardinal baseball this evening. The Cardinals and Giants again in Birmingham at that historic park. And that will be at 5:20 for the pregame. First pitch at 6:15. Join us tonight, Cards and Giants here on your sports leader in the Lakes area. It'll be a hot day. Make sure you drink plenty of water and get in the shade, and make sure your outside pets are taken care of as well. They get hot too. So make it a great day, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.